Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you go to Luke chapter 12, please? Luke chapter 12. We began some weeks ago talking about the subject of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. And I am quite stirred in my spirit about the kingdom of God. And I don't know about you, but the kingdom of God's more real to me than it used to be. And I'm believing that to just increase and increase. Again, I don't know about you, but to me, I'm scratching my head thinking, why didn't I see how much this was emphasized? You? I mean, I knew it, but I didn't know it. What did Jesus preach? If you've studied it and looked at it, like we said before, a lot of times people say, well, and I've heard people on news programs and stuff say, well, Jesus preached love and acceptance. And that's one thing that got me started down this path. I heard somebody say that again for the umpth time. Jesus preached love and acceptance. Love and acceptance. Jesus preached love and acceptance. And they usually say that trying to get you to accept their sin. Acceptance. Jesus preached acceptance. And I heard that for the nth time. And the Lord spoke up. I don't mean I heard an audible voice. But inside me, he said, no, I didn't. I thought, he didn't. He didn't preach love and acceptance. He is love. And by faith, we're accepted in him, the Bible says. But let's be specific. What did he preach? So I begin to really get into it and study in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Every time it says he preached or taught something, what did he preach? And there is no iffiness or vagueness about it. He preached the kingdom of God. He preached the gospel, the good news of the kingdom. And we have to watch about using those phrases so much until we're familiar with them, but they don't mean anything to us. The kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. Well, what is the kingdom? What is the kingdom? And here our text is instructions from the Master, Luke, the 12th chapter, and verse 31, Luke 12, 31. Well, verse 29, let me read it. Seek not what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or be ye of doubtful mind. You should not worry one moment, much less an hour or a day, about what, if you're going to have something to eat, or wear, or a place to live, or your kids are going to have food and provision. Don't seek that. Don't have doubtful thoughts about that. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. Now, nations of the world include all the kingdoms of the world. Your Father knows that you have need of these things. None of our prayer is informative to God. Is it? None of it. You can't go to God with a prayer and say, God, I got to have $10,000 by the end of the week. And he goes, what? When did this happen? Michael, Gabriel, come over. What are we going to do? They got to have $10,000. No. Never has happened. Never will. You can't surprise him. You can't inform him. That's why it is vain. He warned us against vain repetitions. Right? And if you're telling God the same thing about what you need or want for the 90th time, why are you doing it? In case he forgot? In case he didn't understand you the first 30 times? He knew before you ever started. Right? He understood and knew. The psalmist said, there is not a word in my mouth But Lord, you know it all together. You know the thought before I speak it out. So no, you're supposed to ask, but you're not supposed to beg and ask and ask and ask and ask and ask and ask. Please God, I gotta have it. Please God, I gotta have it. That is vain, unbelieving repetitions. And the Lord told us don't do it. Right? And a lot of what people call prayer is just a protracted worry session. It is. You laid in a bed or you paced the floor and I prayed all night last night. You look at them, they got big rings under their eyes and their eyes are bloodshot. I just prayed all night last night. No, you talked to God about the problem. You worried out loud and called it prayer. You weren't informing Him, right? He requires faith. So you let your request be made known unto God. That's fine. But then you believe you receive. Right? And you get in faith. And if you believed you received, what do you do next? If you've received something, what do you do next? You do something. What do I do with all that time in between? Thanksgiving and praise and worship. That's what you do. That's what you do. Now notice, he said, but rather seek ye what? Now we know Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first. So from the lips of the head of the church, the master, what are we supposed to be seeking and putting and seeking to advance first and foremost the rest of this day and tomorrow morning and the rest of the week? What?
The kingdom of God.
And so many folk don't even know what it is. The kingdom of God. Well, kingdom means kingdom. King, you know what a king is. Not a president, not a prime minister, a sovereign ruler, one who reigns. Dom is the first part of dominion. And the kingdom is the dominion over which the king reigns. Let me read you some other definitions. One says the territory subject to the rule of the king. Another one says the realm of royal rule. Thayer says it like this, that literally when it says kingdom of God, it literally means this, the kingdom over which God rules. I like another definition. It says the realm in which God's will is fulfilled. Don't you like that? And that's perfectly scriptural, because how many remember Jesus taught his disciples and us to pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What's next?
Thy kingdom come.
What else? See, the two go hand in hand. If God is ruling and reigning over a people, His will is being done in that people. If God is ruling and reigning over a place, or the operations and happenings of a place, or an institution, or whatever, then His will is being manifest in that. Now, is God's will being done everywhere in the earth? Certainly not. If it was, why would He teach us to pray that it would be? Thy will be done. No. And again, it's irritating that people attribute all of the destruction and the chaos and the junk to God. And they try to act wise. Terrible things happen. Destruction and loss. I mean murder and rape and thievery and cruel torture and everything. People say, well, you know, God has His reasons. God's not doing that. He's not a thief. He's not a killer. He's not a destroyer. We've already talked about 2 Corinthians 4:4 refers to the God of this world being Satan. Did you hear me? Well, it's not too hard to see. If Satan's will is being done in a place, then you're seeing his kingdom manifested. Right? But what's God's will? He said, the thief comes not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I'm come that you might have life. Woo, glory, life. And that you might have it more abundantly. Actually, literally, it means superabundance. Abundance is more than enough. What's superabundance? More than enough. Too much to contain. No, don't you believe it. You know, the longer I go, I know I've used the word irritate 2 or 3 times, but it does. It just bothers me to see people, especially people that are saved, and they love God, and they just let the devil destroy their life, and they say, well, whatever God wants. And it's not God. Yeah, if it was God, yield to it. Submit to it if it's God, but don't submit to the devil. You've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness. He's no longer anything to you. He should have no say-so in your life. That's why you got authority in the name of Jesus. And you can put your foot down and say, no, you don't. Not in my house, you don't. I resist you in the name of Jesus. And what the Bible say he would do. Said he would flee. Why? You need to be believing and decreeing and acting and demonstrating that the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God covers this place. We're in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is in us, and the will of God is done in us. We can't control the whole world outside, but in our stuff and everything that's under our hand should be a part of the kingdom of God, where the will of God is done. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say it out loud. I'm in the kingdom of God.
I'm in the kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God's in me.
The kingdom of God's in me.
The will of God,
is done in my life.
In every part of my life.
God's will
is done. Amen. And that doesn't mean that you believe that anything and everything that happens in the world is the will of God. No, you're smarter than that. The scripture said, don't be unwise. Ephesians, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And don't you thank God for this book, whereby the will of God is revealed to us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, How the Kingdom Operates, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402D. That's R1402D. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.